After 4 days of protests and delays, a 60-ton shipment of nuclear waste reached its final destination in northern Germany today. Thousands of German riot police were on hand to protect trucks transporting the shipment from a rail terminal to a waste dump. Earlier protesters had managed to delay the train shipping the waste from a French reprocessing plant by chaining themselves to the train tracks. Spent nuclear fuel from German power plants is sent abroad for reprocessing, but Germany is required to take back the resulting waste. John Hooper is Berlin bureau chief for Britain's Guardian newspaper. Good morning.
Good morning.
What was the object of the protests?
Well, the object was to try and delay the shipment for as long as possible so as to make the shipments of nuclear waste uneconomic for the German government.
Do the protesters have a legitimate concern?
Well, that depends on your view of nuclear power. Their feeling is that they don't want to have reprocessed waste crossing their country, and in the case of those protesters, they don't want this waste on their land, so to speak. The whole argument, though, does go much deeper, because Germany at the moment is in the process of phasing out its nuclear power, and an integral part of the deal with the industry is that reprocessing should, for the moment, continue, and that Germany should now take back that waste which it has already sent abroad.
What is supposed to replace nuclear power in Germany then?
Well, this is a much disputed point. Opposition, the right-wing opposition in Germany, would say that the difficulty with this decision is that it will merely induce the government to step up its consumption of highly polluting fuels such as the brown coal. The Greens and others in the environmental lobby argue, no. If Germany were to make a determined effort to go for alternative supplies of energy, it could replace this nuclear baseload with wind power and other alternative sources.
How do these shipments, and more are due to take place over the coming years, how do they affect the image of Germany's Green Party, which is part of the ruling coalition, as part of the government?
The Greens are in total disarray on this issue. It was one of their own ministers who authorized the resumption of these shipments, which had been suspended for 4 years. And yet a Green Congress just a few weeks ago gave the thumbs up to members taking part in these demonstrations. And the minister concerned now faces a vote of confidence in Parliament, in which some of his own party have said that they will vote against him, possibly provoking his removal from the cabinet.
John, thanks very much.
Not at all. My pleasure.
John Hooper is Berlin bureau chief of The Guardian newspaper.